All right, I'm gonna try this call you might be familiar with. Good morning and all aboard Transit Month 2025. My name is Sarah Katz-Hyman. I'm an editor and producer at Muni Diaries, a local blog, a podcast, and live storytelling show that has been sharing the stories of everyday transit riders for almost 18 years here in San Francisco. I'll be your MC today, and as we kick off this year's Transit Month celebrating Adventure Starts on Transit, I want to try something. Speaking of adventure, if you took the bus here this morning, can I hear a beep beep? Beep. If you took Muni Metro or a cable car this morning, can I hear a ring ring? Okay. If you took BART, SMART, or Caltrain here this morning, can I hear a choo-choo? There we go. And of course, if you took a ferry this morning, can I hear a toot-toot? All right. A lot of love to our budget yachting of the bay. We love the ferry. As you can see, transit is joyful and fun and an essential part of keeping the Bay Area moving. The success of Bay Area transit as a whole and the continued recovery of San Francisco cannot happen without a robust and well-funded transit system. And no one knows this better than the voice of transit riders here in San Francisco and one of the key organizers of Transit Month, the San Francisco Transit Riders. So with that, we're just going to kick it off, and I'm going to hand it over to Sarah Johnson, the Executive Director of Transit Riders, to get us going this morning. Sarah, come on board.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here, and welcome to Transit Month kickoff. I have one challenge. I want everybody to take public transit. If you haven't, take it. Go to your yoga class. Try taking public transit. This is what makes San Francisco Bay Area uniquely Bay. And I also have the great honor of introducing Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Those are the kind of intros, short and sweet. I like it. I just took the M line from Church Street. It was packed. There was high school students. There was people going to work. It felt alive in there. I got off. There were inspectors checking people's Clipper cards, which I love. And the inspectors said to me when they were first out there that people were like, what are you doing? And now many people are coming up to them saying thank you. And so really appreciate that. We have to make sure that we treat our inspectors with the respect they deserve. The one inspector I talked to, Veronica, has been working for MTA and the city for 28 years. It was awesome. Our operators, the one thing that I will tell you when I walked into this job, I was always like, teachers have like the biggest, most challenging, important job. Our operators have a really, really challenging job, but they do such great work. So I want to just shout out our operators. We are here today because we know Muni is essential. Buses that get students to school are essential. Trains that take workers to their jobs are essential. Every single person here understands the importance of Muni, including me. It is at the heart of San Francisco's recovery. Downtown will power our city's comeback with revenue that funds services for every neighborhood. But if people cannot get downtown on public transit, this recovery cannot happen. Right now, we all know this, Muni faces a fiscal crisis, and we are going to save it. Director Julie Kirschbaum is not afraid to make tough decisions. Without her leadership, SFMTA would be staring at a more than $440 million budget deficit. But here's the good news. Just like San Francisco, Muni is on the rise. We are seeing record ridership since the pandemic. Customer service ratings are the highest in Muni's history. That is why we will continue to focus on core services that residents deserve. No one wants to see service reductions, and we are doing everything we can do to prevent them. We must do what it takes, both within SFMTA and with partners across the region, to find the revenue that will keep Muni strong. That means working with State Senator Wiener to pass enabling legislation for a regional transit revenue measure, SB 63. And I am doing everything I can do to push for more critical resources from the state. This week, President Mandelman, Supervisor Melgar, and I sent a letter to Director Kirschbaum asking her to bring people together to explore a parcel tax to raise revenue to support Muni. If we find efficiencies and bring in the revenue we need, we can keep our trains, buses, and cable cars running for years to come. Muni is San Francisco. I know how much you care about it. Your presence here says everything. Success means that we all have to do this together. We must continue working together. Most San Franciscans use many forms of transportation, buses, trains, bikes, ferries, and cars. And every San Franciscan benefits from a robust public transit system that reduces traffic and takes people to work, to our museums, to our schools, to our small businesses that are powering our comeback. I know we will get there. I want to thank the transit riders for organizing today's event. I want to thank Director Kirschbaum and the entire Muni staff. Once again, especially those operators who keep this system running every single day. And I want to thank my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors, President Mandelman, Supervisor Melgar, Supervisor Chan, for their leadership and partnership.
Mahmoud.
There you are.
Yes.
Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud is here as well. Thank you, Supervisor, for all of your partnership. And it's now our responsibility to ensure that Muni continues to serve San Franciscans and the millions of people who visit our city every year. I said this morning on Muni to folks, I said, let's go Muni, let's go San Francisco, and it's now my honor to support a friend and supporter of transit, Supervisor Myrna Melgar.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. Happy Transit Month. I am Myrna Melgar. I'm the supervisor for District 7 on the west side of the city. I am the chair of the Land Use and Transportation Committee at the board, chair of the TA. I'm also on the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, so I am a transit nerd. I think I have the bona fides. But I'm also a mom of three girls who grew up on the west side and went to school in District 7 and took transit from the time they were in third grade, fifth grade, you know, and it is such an important part of our lives. We live walking distance to San Francisco State University, my alma mater, where 30,000 students mostly come from not the neighborhood to that campus. My district is also home to UCSF and City College, all institutions that are super important to young people and to our workforce that also depend on transit. So I was happy 3 years ago that my colleagues supported making Muni free for youth, which not only trains an entire generation of young people to be transit riders, but also ensures that we have passengers. And it's been transformational, just not just for young people, but also for our school system, because it has brought down, it has brought up attendance rates, and all sorts of good things have happened because of it. It is really important that as we tackle our crisis right now for funding, we also envision our future, our climate action goals, the way that we use land in our city, our density, our future housing on the west side depends on a functioning, safe transit system that is fast, that comes regularly, that people can depend on, and we must make that vision a part of our future. What we leave in terms of our city to our kids depends on public transit, depends on a system that is an infrastructure that serves our uses, that serves our businesses, that makes our corridors thrive commercially and serves our residents. So I am so proud to be here with Director Kirschbaum and Director Janet Tarlov and my colleagues. And I want to thank the Transit Riders Union for your doggedness and always making sure that we pay attention to these issues. And I want to thank our mayor, Daniel Lurie, for your commitment that you have shown to public transit and continue to show to make sure that this paves the future for San Francisco. I also want to thank Director Ju. Where did he go? Oh, there he is. Because, you know, climate change is real, you guys. It is real. And our kids are going to inherit this planet. And public transit is the largest tool that we have to solve for greenhouse gases in our city, really in our state. So this is super important. It's all connected. And what we do will have repercussions for tomorrow. And I'm so proud to be here with all of you so that we can do the right thing. Thank you so much. And now, Sarah, you come back?
Nope.
Oh, the other Sarah. Thank you.
So many Sarahs, very popular name I've heard. Before we keep going, I just want to give a quick shout out to our coffee cart over there, Slow Street Coffee. They're giving out free coffee, a godsend in any event, so go and visit them. This year's Transit Month theme is Adventure Starts on Transit, and boy does it. Living in a city is such a privilege. We're surrounded by diverse neighborhoods, people, opinions, cuisines, events, and excitement are only just a little bus or BART ride away. So I wanted to try something with everyone here. I'm going to list out a couple of events, free events, that you could go to this month as part of Transit Month. And when I say the event, I need everyone to shout a hearty, all aboard. Can we do that? You laugh, but you will do it. Okay, here we go. All right. This month, you can take transit to multiple Muni-themed art fairs. All aboard. This month, you can take transit to the Muni Run Club, where you will run the route of your favorite bus lines. All aboard. And this month, you can take transit to the BART Anime Festival. All aboard. That's right. So adventure starts on transit. And so does culture, community, and connection. So visit luma.com/transitmonth2025 to check out all of the Transit Month events and get out there and have an adventure. Trust me, I met all of my best friends on transit. It's an extremely true story. But let's keep going with our amazing lineup here of transit supporters. I'm proud to introduce our next speaker, who serves as the president of the Board of Supervisors. And from 2021 to 2025, has served as the chair of San Francisco County Transportation Authority. Please welcome District 8 Supervisor Raphael Mandelman.
Good morning, everybody. Who loves transit? Thanks to the transit riders for organizing us. Thanks to all of you who've shown up today for us, for transit. Thank you, of course, to all the workers in all of our transportation agencies who are carrying San Franciscans and Bay Area residents around the Bay every single day. And I feel super lucky to be in part of a city government that that is committed to public transportation in the way that ours is. San Francisco is the best city in the world. And our transit is one of the very important reasons for that. And we are going to be an even better city with even better transit. One of the things that I appreciate so much about our mayor is that from the beginning of his time in office, he has been very clear that his priority on next year's November ballot was going to be to do what we need to do to support and sustain our public transportation. That's been clear from the beginning. He's been working on it from the beginning, and I want to thank him, and we shall all give him a little round of applause for that. And I am grateful to my colleagues on the board who allowed me to serve as chair of the Transportation Authority for 4 years. I am grateful to Myrna Melgar, who is doing such a badass job as our lead transit and land use nerd. For the Board of Supervisors, and Tilly Chang. Yeah. Tilly Chang, the Executive Director of our San Francisco County Transportation Authority, who is part of every single important conversation about the future of transportation in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, in California. She provides us with guidance and leadership. She fights for the money. She gets us the money from the federal government, the state government. And she is a tremendous leader. We're lucky to have you, Tilly. Thank you. And to your team. I was going to shout out Tyrone because I'm so grateful for all the work that we've been doing together on building electrification. But as Myrna pointed out, half of our greenhouse gas emissions come from our automobile sector. And if we want to address that, we need to get people on to clean public transportation. I got two more transportation leaders I need to shout out. One is our executive director of the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. Get excited for Adam Vandewater, everybody. What is that, you may ask? That is the body that is going to give you a rail line from the peninsula first and ultimately high-speed rail right into downtown San Francisco, into the basement of the Salesforce Tower. And Adam is scrapping away to get those funds, and we're hoping we'll get some good news in the next couple of weeks about being able to move that forward. Thank you, Adam, for your work and for the work of your team as well. And then the last great transportation leader I want to say some nice things about is Julie Kirschbaum. So I kind of buried that applause line. I'm glad that people decided to take advantage of it. So it is not a surprise that although San Francisco is the greatest city in the world, we have had a rough few years. And our public transportation has had a rough few years. During the first few months of the pandemic, we had to essentially shut our transportation system down. And then we had to rebuild it from scratch. And we rebuilt it better. And one of the person who led that effort and who is now leading the agency is Julie Kirschbaum. And I think the statistics the mayor provided about the highest levels of satisfaction with our public transportation system, maybe ever, certainly in decades, is because of the work that Julie and her team have been able to do with shrinking resources, delivering better service. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Although you can't do it forever, and that's why we need to get you the resources to actually sustain and grow our system. So thank you, Julie, for your leadership, for your honesty and transparency, and you're extraordinary, and we're lucky to have you as well. And so I'm going to get back to all of you advocates out there, because we have to get Julie and her agency the money they need to keep doing the great work and actually doing better. And that's going to be on all of us. The mayor is doing everything he can. Senator Wiener's doing everything he can to allow for a regional measure with the state legislature. But we got a lot of work to do to convince people. I love that you clap for parcel taxes. That's amazing. You're great. We got to get more than half of the voters clapping for more parcel taxes. And that's a lift, folks. So get ready. Get your walking shoes out. Get ready to knock on the doors and make the phone calls and have gentle and loving conversations with your San Francisco neighbors about why they need to support the transportation measures that are going to be on the ballot next November. It's super important. Do I get to introduce Connie? Yes. Oh, my gosh. So our city budget is in great hands with our Board of Supervisors budget chair. In tough times, she's a tough lady, and she is a joy to work with, from District 1, Supervisor Connie Chan.
Thank you, President Mandelman. Clearly, you have an A-team here, a whole team of people that really believe that public transit is public good, and we need to fund it like so. We know that it's not going to be easy, as Board President Mandelman had indicated. We do have to knock some doors and have gentle conversations. But guess what? I think that there's also, in the coming few weeks, we are in a very good hands. We're not only thanks to our Mr. Mayor, but also that we have a great chair like Supervisor Malgar. We have great directors like Director Tilly Chang, and also Director Kirschbaum, really coming together and figuring out how do we fund our transit. And if I may say, I will be throwing down for transit. Some like to say, you know, devil's in it's in the detail. I like to say solution is in the detail, especially when it comes to budget and when it comes to a revenue measure. What we need to see, and we continue wanting to see, that to really be able to convince everyone to pitch in, is that we got to look at a progressive taxation. We got to make sure that everybody pay their fair share. Thank you. Clearly, we have some fan here for that. But really, I think that it is this moment that we have continued to count on sales tax and parcel tax, and rightly so, to fund our transit. But for the future, that we want to make sure that we have a sustainable funding source for transit, I say we need to go progressive. And that's what we have to do. And I will be champion for that. And I want to give a shout out to my colleague, Supervisor Jackie Fielder. I know she's not here at the moment, but I know she will be joining the working group and really figuring this out, the measure that can work for not just some San Franciscans, but all San Franciscans. And if I may sort of copy Sarah, what she just did there. Are we all on board for saving Muni and having this tax revenue measure? Will you say it with me? All on board! Oh my goodness, this is not enough of energy if you must knock doors and win this measure. Let's say this. Are we ready to save Muni? All on board, let's go. But I want to say, the hard work to actually run Muni and keep us moving. And I may say, the person of this hour, our SFMTA director, Julie Kirschbaum.
I'm going to exercise my presidential prerogative to invite my colleague, Bilal Mahmoud, the last of the supervisors, to speak. District 5 Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud.
Sorry, I'm only following this.
Good morning, everyone. It's really exciting to be here serving District 5, which is the neighborhood from the Tenderloin to the Haight. And I can affirmatively say, from my perspective, District 5 is one of the most pro-transit districts in the entire city. Sorry, Myrna Melgar. So, and that's because we have such amazing innovations throughout every neighborhood. We have the Wiggle, which makes it amazing for people to go on bikes. We have Oak Street Bike Lane, which we just got approved earlier this year to make it easier for people to get from one side of the district to the next. And we have some amazing bus lines like the 5, the 5R, the 38, which I take regularly to go back from one side of the neighborhood to the other, because transit is really about the circulatory system for our city. It provides the lifeline for our neighbors to get to work, for our neighbors to go to school, for families and children to go where they need to go to get their basic necessities, be it groceries or to get to work as well. And that's what we're here today. And as many of my colleagues have said before, and the mayor as well, the parcel tax measure that we are proposing is a necessity to ensure that every family and every San Franciscan continues to benefit from transit to get to work, to get to school, to get their groceries, and that is the necessity of what's on the line, and I'm excited to continue to support it. And it's a testament to every single person who is here who came out today, and this is what's going to take to make sure that this passes next year. So thank you all for being here, and it's an honor to serve and to support everything you all are doing. Thank you.
And since I screwed this up, MTA Director, the amazing Julie Kirschbaum.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, and thank you to everybody for being here today. I love two kind of key things about Transit Month and the event that the transit riders put on. The first is that it celebrates Muni and Transit's friends. And we have tremendous allies. We have so many people that are working so hard to save our Muni system. And having a whole month, having a day like today that acknowledges that leadership from across the city, led by Mayor Lurie, supported by the Board of Supervisors and by the SFMTA board, but also by so many different advocates who have come together is incredible. The second thing I love about this event and this month is that it really encourages people who maybe don't ride very often to, what are we saying, get on board? Get on board. And I think that that's really critical, because what we find is that when somebody takes transit to outside lands or takes transit to the Pride Parade or to the Valkyries game, or because they're going out to visit the Golden Gate Bridge, and they have a great experience, then they start riding maybe to work, maybe to do their errands, maybe to help their kids get to school. And once people are on the system and they can experience that it is safe and it is reliable and it is clean and it is run by the most incredible staff in this city who are doing everything they can to make sure that everybody gets where they're going in a safe and convenient way, they become our new friends. And so I am so excited for this month. I'm so excited to gain and grow and add to the 500,000 people who board Muni every day and get that number even higher to meet all of our city's goals, to meet our goal of economic recovery, of sustainability, of equity. And coming here today and having this moment to recognize everything that the system does is incredible, and I thank you all so much for being here.
All right, everyone, I'm back up, which means we've come to the end of our speakers. Big shout out to all these folks up here for supporting transit, kicking off Transit Month, committing to a clean, running, efficient transit system. Before we invite everyone up to the stage for the steps for a photo, I want just two more promises from everyone. One, you've heard the ask before here. If there's a person in your life who has never taken transit, invite them to go on a ride with you, whether that's a event for Transit Month, whether that's grabbing a coffee or running an errand. I'd like everyone to raise their hand and repeat after me. I will take a friend on transit.
I will take a friend on
transit. Great. As you can see, I love a call and response. Okay. And then finally, as mentioned, we have an amazing crew of folks who run Muni. They are the folks who show us that public service is a public service, that we can trust our public servants to bring good things to us. And when you ride transit today and every day, I need you to say thank you, operator, when you are on that vehicle. So on three, we're all going to say thank you, operator, together. One, two, three. Thank you, operator. Happy Transit Month, and come on up for a photo. All right, as we come up on stage, everyone come up on stage. I've heard that folks really are interested in bus.
Mr. Mayor.
Everyone chant bus. 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 Bus.
Works better if you say mute.